101.9 FM broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next, we have Hour 2 of Coasting.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, in September of 2023, Storm Daniel tore through Greece, Bulgaria, and Turkey, causing death and billions of dollars in damage. The Palaiopagos Bridge, which buckled at its center and collapsed, has been closed for circulation ever since. However, this hasn't stopped daring motorists from using the bridge, barricaded nor fixed, so people who choose not to obey the signs prohibiting passage for obvious safety reasons can do so. Interestingly, tourists are reportedly often guided towards the collapsed bridge as well, but are forced to turn back when they see the warning signs of risk crossing the collapsed bridge. Well, on the subject of roadways, here's Mist Calls with tomorrow's...
cultural crucifixion. Billionaires building bunkers, girl. Poor men holding on too long. We'll be holding the bag when it all comes. Nothing in this world. Nothing in this world. Nothing in this world is forever. Never waste my word of time. What a time.
What a Time, the latest psych rock single released by the East Coast Canadian band Strange Plants. The song is a single and the first taste of their formed by dual vocalists and songwriters Matthew Remembers of the Halifax alt country group Hot Mondi. And prior to that, you'll find Tomorrow's Highway on Rare Geometry by Ontario band 12 Missed Calls. They say you're on a stretch of highway where the signs blur and the sky feels too close. 12 Missed Calls leans into that liminal space, the place between what you left behind. This is Tomorrow's Highway. Virgo Rising just shared Wishbone, and the track represents a mature turning point for the group. It leans heavily into the signature blend of distorted guitars, lo-fi textures, and diary-like introspective lyricism.
Jonathan Whitford.
Edmonton solo act David Becker just dropped a new full-length instrumental record called Dimensions. It explores the questions and the relationship between sound, music, culture, and experience, both on the immediate level and in relation to deep geological time. You'll find Ibis on his new release. The alt-rock band Virgo Rising. The single marks the official announcement of the band's highly anticipated debut full-length studio album, also titled Wishbone. It's scheduled to release on digital platforms, vinyl, and CD. Well, TMA is part of Ishkode Records, a new Indigenous and women-owned label created to foster and amplify Indigenous voices. Let's hear 27 on Coasting.
27 club by 5 days, I'm still smoking blunts on highways. I'm still trying to do it my way, thinking by a 10 to 5 days. Switch the obstacle, won't go invite, Digby's getting a mountain.
Yeah.
passenger side. Dropped you off back then for the very last time. Dropped you off that day for the rest of my life. Didn't think that you were done yet.
Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Imagination. I could swear I was feeling time slow around me without sedacity to talk about it. Happiness was the status quo. Who was I to object or doubt it? Drowning just to go with the flow. If it left, I hope it kept the receipt. I'll add it to the list of my dragons. I have been gifted messy perfectionism, organized in piles, and I have been gifted with the requisite urbane smiles. I have been gifted to admit my absurdities. I have been gifted, yeah. There's only one me, yeah. There's only heavy on my mind and chest. It's impossible not to go far if you'd only try your best. I'm not special, I am you. On all this tongue in cheek, what hasn't killed me? Still I continued. If this is a gift, I'll add it to my dragons to defeat. I have been gifted with urbane smiles. I have been gifted with enough common sense to accept my absurdities. I have been gifted, yeah. There's only one me, yeah. There's only, yeah.
So I Know Karate will steal your heart, leave you breathless, and call you back the next day. The band is active, and they tell me they're preparing their vinyl EP release show August 29th at the Walkerville Brewery in Windsor. We just heard Gifted. And before that, 27 is Thea May's July single, written in honor of her best friend, Digby, and positioned as the emotional centerpiece of her upcoming EP, Living With It. It's a raw, loud, indigenous alt-rock gem with a grief-driven narrative and very sonic identity. Well, after the break, let's hear about a monumental glass slipper with special significance, and to get a single from London trio Thunder Queens. The full length, also called Deep Below, will be released later in September.
We'll be right back.
And I'm Jonathan Whitford. What looks like Cinderella's glass slipper, but its real story is far darker. Completed in Budai, Taiwan in 2016, the High Heel Wedding Church was commissioned to commemorate women affected by the region, many of whom underwent amputations. The structure rises 60 feet and is assembled from 320 blue glass panels and 1,300 steel elements. Despite its name, it's not a consecrated place of worship. It was a geography attraction. Guinness World Records recognizes it as the largest building, but here's something else with an undercover meaning. It's Leather Jacket Liaison's Shroud on Coasting. Standalone July single released by Halifax-based Sophie Noel. The song is built around bright, piano-driven summer pop that hides a deep thread of climate anxiety, nostalgia, and self-aware humor. She says Hot Nights is about the little doses of nod to how we feel and treat environmental issues, and how that shroud is the opening track on the EP entitled Ensevelir, released by the Lévis-Québec Liaison. The album is translated as To Bury, and they tell us shroud is the EP's moment where the listener is least being withheld. Well, Texarkana opens the Vauxhall's new EP with exactly honest guitar, and it doesn't hide anything behind.
For great music.
Covered in all this bread, secure, ready, at its
Victorella, the Montreal-based bilingual rock and her self-titled debut album. She was a semi-finalist at the Granby International Song Festival in 2020 at Fête Pogona and had airplay on Sirius XM's Attitude Franco. The song recorded by the Montreal-based power-pop alternative country band, the Vauxhalls. The song was officially released in mid-July, and it serves as the opening track on their EP, Four Easy Guitar Songs. Well, Kick Bucket just dropped a new EP called The Broken Feeling, and it seems to be built around a single emotional axis, the desire to break out of a rut. Let's hear On and on Coasting.
We could know each other, we're only human beings. But we got it, we don't have the means. Yeah, we don't think we have the means. We could live together and do keeping up appearances with a, yeah, with a sense of relief. And this way, it's a bold change. You told me that it has to be, and that it goes on and on and on. When I listen to my stories, I think about my beliefs. And peace, they offer no relief. Yeah, they don't give me relief. When I figure out what to call it, a pollen floats down the stream. It's all but a dream. Am I born to be this way? Is it strange? You told me that it has to be, and that it goes on and on. I don't think you're wrong to be that way. It's possible to change. You told me that it has to be, and that it goes on and on. Are we bound to be this way? Or is it
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Searching for an answer, trying to make everything worse. Looking for an answer in a bottle, I'm lost. I try to fix that day at work. I've been running, running away, and I didn't even know. Maybe there is something else, something bigger, higher than my problems and my mess. Maybe there is something else, an unconditional love and an infinite. It's not over, it's not over, it's not over yet. nothing else. Sorrier than my problems and my mess. And maybe an unconditional love.
So Martin Torres' Keep It Up blends personal the motivational pop rock single is about pushing forward when everything feels heavy. It's a track rooted in faith, resilience, and the belief that there's still a light at the end of the tunnel. And before that, Kick Buckets On and In. The track is part of the Montrealers' new album Broken Feeling, deeply rooted in the themes of social pressures and the coping mechanisms that people use to survive continuous disappointment. While the Monk is up next, I was talking to him about his latest record, Reimagined. He says this music is for the quiet hours and the listeners who still believe in soul with feeling. Let's hear My First Love on Coasting. Well, the Monk is a genre-bending Calgary soul R&B artist whose music balances vulnerability and groove. My First Love is from his latest record, Reimagined, a collection of soulful remixes and reworked arranging the essence of a song and allowing it to breathe again, deeper, warmer, and with new life. Well, friends, we're just about out of time for today, but you're all invited back next Tuesday, and I'll have more new music and probably a couple of stories from the week to share. If you want to reach out, you can find me on Instagram at Jonathan Whitford or send a note to coasting@radiowestern.ca. A genre-fluid boy band the Pierce Kingans just sent me, and it's called Negativity Bias. This prolific Vancouver DIY pop garage collective has a huge rotating cast and a habit of releasing short, playful, often absurdist tracks. You'll find Negativity Bias on their August release Blood, Sweat, Tears, and It Sounds Kinda Queer. So I'll leave you to interpret that statement however you like, but I do want to wish everyone a safe week. And for all of us here coasting, I'm Jonathan Whitford.
In the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and day from 10 until 11 p.m. 9 FM. Get ready.
CNIB is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops. 6, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Kingston Public Library, 130 Johnson Street, Kingston.
Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious onecall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
This is Noelle.
I did.
I host The Black Alternative on CFRC, where we highlight alternative music, diasporic belonging, and all the black sheep making music they're not supposed to. Tune in to listen to me every Wednesday at 3 p.m.